Mercedes or an EV,
Love Talk Radio.
For himself, for us. Yes, Lord, help us to understand your will today. Help us to know what your plans and purposes are for us, Lord. Fill us with your plans for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, we receive your perfect will concerning us and our families, our homes, our business. We cast our cares, our fears, our anxieties of our cry, for he cared for us in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, help us to know your perfect plans and purpose and wish for our life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. God is already here. I can feel his presence. It's already here. All you have to do is open up your heart, for he's already here. I know that God is already here. I can feel his presence, it's already here. All I have to do is to open up my heart for him already here. I know that God is already here. Can't you feel his presence, it's already there. All you have to do is to open up your heart for him. Already, yeah, I know that God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? It's already here. All you have to do is to open up your heart for him. Already, yeah, I know that God is already there. Can't you feel his presence? It's already there. All you have to do is to open up your heart for him. Already there. Thank you, Jesus. God is his spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is omnipotent. He has all power. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Yes, right now, he's there with you, he's here with me, he's everywhere, his spirit is everywhere. And so he's here with us in this broadcast, and I tell you, God is going to do you good in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, our test today is discovering God's way, God's purpose, God's plans, and God's thoughts for your life. This is very important. The greatest thing that can happen to you is that you understand and know what is the plans and purpose and wills and designs and schedules of God in your life. This is very important. The worst thing that can happen to you in life is that you don't know God's plans, God's purposes, God's will, what God is thinking about you, what God has scheduled for you. God's arrangements for your life, you don't have an idea. And so you are very busy doing just about anything you feel like doing. And this is a real problem, see? The practical example we have is Acts of Apostles chapter 9. The Acts of Apostles chapter 9 from verse 6 to 13. The main text, see the Apostle Paul, he was called Saul of Tarsus, the rascal man. And he didn't know God's plans and purposes in his life, so he was doing just anything he thought he could do. Because this is what happens when you don't know God's plans in your life, you don't know God's purposes, you don't know God's will for you, so you do just anything. Because you have no idea what God has created you for. I thank God for the man of God, Pastor Rick Warren. He wrote the book, Purpose for Living. That's a very good book, Purpose, Understanding Your Purpose for Living. There is a purpose for living. You are not here by mistake. You are not in this world, you know, just roaming about and just, you know, existing just here in this world just for nothing's sake. That's not true. God created you for a very definite purpose. And I pray today in this broadcast that you will discover God's plan, God's purpose, God's will, God's thought towards you, God's desire, and God's design, God's schedules in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not miss God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Apostle Paul, he was called Saul of Tarsus. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, Saul of Tarsus, actually in Acts of Apostles chapter 8, this same Apostle Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, he organized the killing of Stephen in the scripture. They stoned Stephen to death. Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, he thought he should be persecuting Christians. He thought he should be killing Christians. He thought that was God's will and God's plans and God's purposes. So the devil occupied his mind. You know, John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. If you don't know God's will and God's plans and God's purposes in your life, you will do just anything you feel like doing. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. The idle hand is the devil's workshop. If the Holy Spirit is not there, if Jesus is not, if God is not there, then the devil has come to take his seat. And he can manipulate you to do every other thing except the will of God. I prophesy to everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice today that the Holy Spirit will make you to discover God's plans and God's purpose. God will reveal to you what you are supposed to be doing in life. God did not create you a murderer. God did not create you a higher killer. God did not create you to be a thief. God did not create you to be an adulterer. God did not create you to be selfish and greedy. God created you for a very definite purpose. And may you discover that purpose today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so Apostle Paul was out of beauty killing Christians because he was Saul of Tarsus. He hadn't discovered God's will. On his way to Damascus, going there to go and destroy the Christians, he had a divine encounter with the Almighty God. That divine encounter brought him to the knowledge of the truth. The power of God hit him and he fell down on his way to Damascus, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, from verse 6 to 15. There was darkness all over him. He went blind and blank. He was having encounter, divine encounter. May you have divine encounter that will transform your life and change you to become what God wants you to be in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul was struck down by the power of God, and he asked a very important question in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6, he said, Lord, what will thou have me do? This is very important. Lord, what will thou have me do? There is something the Lord wants you to do. There is something, there is a purpose for living. Oh, there is a divine purpose for your life. And until you discover it, don't you rest at all. Apostle Paul asked a question. God, what we now have me to do in life? And the answer came immediately. God linked him up with Ananias, the man of God, and he delivered the answer. Say, you are not Saul of Tarsus. You are Apostle Paul. You are to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nations. That is God's purpose and God's way and God's plans and God's design for you. And the Apostle Paul, he received it. He received it. And then he began to walk according to that calling. Oh, yes. No wonder he wrote to Ted of the New Testament. Wrote so many books, opened so many churches, did so many ministries, and so on. Jesus said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 21 to 23, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Jesus said, it's not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. There is a will of God that needs to be done. I pray that you will do the will of God as from today in the name of Jesus. There is a perfect purpose. There is a perfect will of God. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a perfect will of the Father. When you do that will, oh, yes, you are welcome to the kingdom of God. Oh, yes. You know the story of the prophet Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 1, 2, 3. God told Jonah, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and prophesy the word of God to the people of Nineveh. And the Bible says that Jonah did not want to go. So he bought himself a ticket and he was going to the opposite direction. Nineveh is on this side. Jonah was going to the other side, not to Nineveh. Self-will. And on his way, there were terrible things that happened to Jonah the prophet. And he had to be thrown into the waters, and a big fish had to swallow him and take him to Nineveh shore and delivered him to go and do the perfect will of God. That is what happened to people who don't do the will of the Father. They don't want to do the will of God. And so they go through hell. They go through all kind of experiences, terrible things in the belly of the fish for 2.5 days, or you want to say 3 days, in the belly of the fish. Scientists say that no living creature can exist in the belly of a fish for 3 days. There is no living organism. There is no living thing that can exist in the stomach, in the belly of the fish. But because the belly of the fish is very, very hot. If you open a fish, the fresh fish from the sea, and then you open it, there is steam coming out. It's hot. The stomach is of the fish is very, very hot. So no living thing can exist in the stomach of a fish. So for Jonah to be in the belly of the fish for 3 days, it was a miracle of God that he was there. And while he was there, you can see the prayers he prayed. The book of Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3, he prayed a prayer of repentance. He confessed his sins and he said, God have mercy upon me. Please, I don't want to die here. God, please, help me. And out of mercy, the big fish went to drop him in the shore of Nineveh. This is what happens when people are outside God's will, when people are doing their own, when people are on their way to the opposite side that God has sent them. Self-will, that was why King Saul failed, King Saul. Self-will. God said, King Saul, go and slay down the Amalekites. Slay them down. Just do what I said. He went there and took the fat rams and was trying to make sacrifice. And God spoke to him, God is not interested in all these sacrifices. All you need to do is obey the voice of God. See? And that was how King Saul was rejected and David had to be the next king. These are the things that happen when people are outside God's will, God's plans, God's purposes. Hey, you need to return to the will of God. The prodigal son, all of a sudden, he told his dad, he said, Dad, I need to go on my way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof is destruction. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Very few are finding it. The prodigal son took all his wealth and riches and was lavishing with prostitutes and harlots out there until everything finished and he had to return home. And as God will have it, his father still received him. See, he went on his own way and wasted his life, riotous living. See, may that not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God is calling you today. The whole duty of man on earth is to obey God and keep his commandments. That's King Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. Say, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. The whole purpose of man on earth is to hear his voice and keep his commandments. The whole duty of man on earth, the whole duty, the whole reason why you're there is to do the will of the Father, to do the will of God, to find out what God wants you to do. So Saul of Tarsus became Paul, the apostle, missionary to the Gentile nation. And he really fulfilled his call. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus. If you look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, he said, I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God, the will of the Father, the will of the Holy Spirit, the will of Jesus Christ be done on earth as it is in heaven. We don't want the will of Satan. Satan has come to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. The will of Satan is not palatable, it's not welcome. We want the perfect will of God, the perfect plans and purposes and designs of God for our lives. Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 4, chapter 22, verse 42. Says, Luke 4, chapter 22, verse 42. When Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying, getting ready to go to the cross, Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke 4, chapter 22, verse 42. He said, oh God, this cup of suffering, I'm going to the cross. I'm dying on the cross. If indeed I will, let it pass me by. See, he wished he did not go to the cross, but the first wants him to go to the cross. Then he said, but Lord, not my will, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is for Jesus Christ to go to the cross and lay himself as a living sacrifice for humanity. Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, verse 42, not my will, but thine will be done. I wish everybody can pray like this. Not my will, but thine will be done. And of course, that's what the Apostle Paul prayed. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? So there is a purpose and a reason which God has designed that you haven't fulfilled. Apostle Paul said, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus said it too. Lord, what wilt thou have me do? There is something God wants me to do. And I want to do what God wants me to do. God's will is not always pleasing. God's purpose, plans, and purposes are not always pleasing to you. Because Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh, probably being like the people of Nineveh. They were enemies of Israel. But God said, you got to go over there and prophesy the word of God. God will always tell you sweet, sweet things. His will and his plans and purposes may not be very palatable to you. God's plans can crash with your plans. God's purposes and God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. When you are dealing with the Almighty God, remove your wisdom and let his wisdom be displayed. Reason like God. Think like he said, come here, people. Let us reason together. Plan of God for every creature. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, 3 John chapter 1, the God's will, I wish above all things that I may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. 3 John verse 2. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. God's will for us is that we might prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. 3 John verse 2. Oh yes, that is God's plans and God's purpose. My will for you is for you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John verse 2. I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. God's plan, God's purposes, God's will for every one of us is for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul. That's the will of God. That's not my will. That's not your will. That is God's perfect will and plan and purpose for us. So everything that doesn't follow this line is not from God. I'm not going to accept sickness and disease. I'm not going to accept poverty and hardship, failure and frustration. I'm not going to accept those things that God plans. Behold, there is good news for you. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is the will of God. That is God's will and God's purpose and God's mind concerning all his people and his followers. Of course, he is our Father. He created us into this world. He knows what is good for us. My thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has good thoughts. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Say, my thoughts, my plan, my program, my wish for you is that you might have your expected end. My thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil. Every good thing and every perfect thing coming from heaven comes from God Almighty. He's a good God. He's our creator. He's our maker. He's our redeemer. We look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to hook up with him. His thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil. God is not thinking bad for us. God is not thinking evil of us. God is not planning evil for us. God has not thought evil against you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God said, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil. My thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring to you an expected end. I prophesy to everyone that is listening to this word today. God has a message for you. His thoughts towards you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil. God is thinking good about you. God has good plans and good thoughts towards you. His wish for you is that you might prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. That is the word of God for you. The word of God is the will of God. The word of God is the purpose of God. The word of God is the mind of God. The word of God is the will of God. You want to ask me what is the will of God? This is the will of God. This Bible right here is God's perfect way and God's plans and purpose. This Bible you are looking at, this is God's plan. This is God's purpose. This is God's wish for you. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning your salvation, your healing, your miracle, and your blessing. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning your protection, your provision. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning your divine healing, divine health, divine blessing, divine life. Over 9,000 promises of God. Claim the promises of God. The promises of God are yeah, amen. This is the will of God. It is the will of God. This is the will of God. Everything give thanks for. This is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Stop not prophesying For this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God. Yes, I pray for Ladini May. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive the word of God. Receive the perfect will of God, the perfect will of God, the perfect plan of God, the perfect purpose of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, God will receive your altar, the altar by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Stop not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Everything is done, for this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Stop not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, yes. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Stop not prophesying. In everything in time, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, 18, and 19. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, yes. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Stop not prophesying, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning your salvation, your healing, your protection, long life and prosperity. All this is in the word of God. You need to receive that word of God and appropriate it to your life. You need to receive that word of God and put it in your life. You need to receive that word of God and let the word of God dwell in you richly. That is what you need. The will of God for you is God's plans and power. The will of God for you is God's word. Spoken to you, you receive that word and you be a doer of the word of God. That is God's perfect plan and purpose for your life. And I tell you, you need to go into the will of God and be in God's perfect will. Jesus said, not everyone that said, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. And until you find that way, don't you rest at all. I pray for everyone that have had this word today, that they will be doers of the word of God and not just hearers only. God, let your will be done in their life. Let your will be done in the life of everyone that has joined this broadcast, the perfect will, the perfect purpose, the perfect plan of God, be made manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the plan of the devil shall not be done in our life. The plan of Satan shall not be done in our families. The plans of witches and wizards, the plans of demons, evil spirit powers of darkness, the plans of the enemy shall not be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, the will of Satan shall not be done in our lives. The will of the devil shall not be done in your life. Only the perfect will of the Almighty God shall be done in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business, in every area. The perfect will and the perfect purpose, the perfect plan, the perfect program of God be done. To the glory and to the praise of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I tell you, God has spoken to you. You need to be a doer of the word and not just hearer alone. Please forward this message to everyone, everywhere, all over the world. Email it, text it, share it, tweet it out. Let them know the truth. That the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by him. I want to pray for everyone. And I want you to believe that God will establish his perfect will, purpose, and plan in your life. As for this means, we continue to discover God's plan. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who have heard your word today, that they will seek you and find you. See that you shall find, knock it shall be opened up, and you shall receive. Everyone that asketh, find it. Everyone that seeketh, find it. Everyone that knock it shall be opened unto you. But you must knock. Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock, knock, knock. If you will open, I will come in and sup with you. Jesus is willing to come into your life today and dwell in you as your personal Lord and Savior. What are you doing? Are you just floating in this world? The Apostle Paul never discovered God's purpose for his life until he met Jesus Christ on his way to Damascus. He has been a great philosopher, read books, studied. All those things meant nothing. He was just floating in this world. He didn't know God's purpose and God's plan. So the devil occupied him. Now that is what is happening today. If you are not in God's purpose and God's plans and God's will, the devil will occupy you. Let me tell you this. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. There is no open space, unoccupied space. In the realm of the spirit, there is no vacuum. If Jesus is not there, if the Holy Spirit is not there, if God is not there, then the devil have moved in. And the devil will occupy you with what he wants you to do. That was what happened to the Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundant. So Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was occupied. The devil gave him assignment. Satan's assignment, the agenda of the devil, was placed in his heart, in his life, and he was carrying it out when the Holy Spirit confronted him. He had no choice but make a roundabout turn and start seeking the Lord God Almighty who created him. Jacob was running away from home. And he wrestled with the angel. The angel told him, "Say, Jacob, your name is Supplanter. Your name, Jacob, means Supplanter, Trick Star, Fraudulent. That's the name your mother gave you. And you have just, that's who you are. Your name is you. You are your name. But today, Jacob, God has sent me from heaven to tell you that you are no longer Jacob. Your name is Israel. God has changed your name today. You are now going to live as one who has wrestled with God and prevailed." God's plans and purpose was placed in the life of Jacob. Instead of Jacob to be a cheat, a liar, a fraudulent man, a con man, God changed his life and transformed him 350 degrees round about town. And he became Israel. And may that happen in your life. Every one of you listening and joining us in this broadcast, may God turn you around. May God turn you around. May God turn you around. I can see everything turning around, turning around. Everything turning around for my sake. I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for my favor. I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Yes, let God turn you around. He turns me around. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Can nobody do me like Jesus? Turn me around. Turn you around. No. That's when Jesus is alive today. And he wants to turn your life around. You don't have to be like Prophet Jonah, running away from God's will and God's plans and God's purpose. It's not about you doing your own thing. It's about doing God's own thing. Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, "Not my will, but yours be done, O Lord." It's one of the best prayers you can ever pray. Calling you today to accept His will and purpose and plans and programs for your life. Your ways are not God's ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. You need to key into His plans and purpose for your life. That's what it's all about. Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will." So, there is the will of the Father. I pray for everyone who have heard this word today that you will locate God's will and God's plans and God's purpose for your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray for everyone who have heard the word of God today. God, we shall not miss your will. We shall not miss your plan. We shall not miss your purpose for us. God, we shall do that which you want us to do on earth. We shall be what you want us to be. Yes, Lord. Not what Satan wants us to be. Not what we want to be. Not what we want to be. But what you, oh God, want us to do. It's about what you, oh God, wants us to be, wants us to do. About that's what it's all about. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. May God continue to reward you all abundantly. Jesus loves you. Elijah and I, we love you all, and we say God bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, feel free to call us for prayer, counseling, area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Join us tomorrow for another section by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same channel. And I know God will do you good. God bless you all abundantly. May you be a doer of the word of God that you have heard today, not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you do the will of God. May you be in the perfect plan, the perfect purpose, the perfect business, the perfect life he wants you to live. May you live for Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. Thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus, let come what may, thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus, day after day. May you live for Jesus Christ. May you be in his perfect will, perfect program, and perfect purpose for your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. That'll be good. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you. There's none like you, Jesus, none like you. There's none like you, Jesus, there's none like you. There's none like you, Savior, none like you. You are the only one, Jesus, you are the only one. You are the only one, Savior. There's no like you, Jesus. No like you. There's no like you, Jesus. No like you. No like you, Jesus. No like you. It's not like you, Jesus. Not like you. You are the only one, Jesus. You are the only one. You are the only one, Master. You are the only one. It's not like you, Jesus. Not like you. It's not like you, Jesus. Not like you. It's not like you, Master. It's not like you. It's not like you, Jesus. Not like you.